For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be a Kyra Penn jumping center for Mountain Home. Joy Montgomery will try to win the tip for Marion. The ball is up in the air. The tip is controlled by the Lady Patriots. They are moving left to right in this first half. Mountain Home starting off in a man-to-man defense. Ball is up top with Milo. Over on the left side, it goes to Delaney. Back up top to Milo. Now over on the right side, it goes to Montgomery. I'm sorry, that was Brister with it. Now McAdory has it. The ball goes over on the left side now. Now back up top, now down on the low block with McAdory. She's looking to make a move, and she is called for the 3 seconds. Just camped out in that lane a little bit too long. First turnover against the Lady Patriots. Mountain Home with their first possession of the night. We are 35 seconds into this contest. Emma Martin into the front court. Gives it to Gilbert there on the left side. Gilbert's going up, dribble to the elbow, pull up for the jumper. May have been partially blocked. Ball was saved in by Marion, but right into the hands of Kyra Penn. And now she's going to be tied up in the paint, and it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. 7:13 left in the opening quarter. No score as of yet. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Trying to figure out where she wants to try to get into Martin in the lane. Pass was knocked away and stolen by the Lady Patriots. That was Milo with the steal. She brings it into the front court, has it up top, gives it to Brister. Over on the right side to McAdory. She drills out down to the corner, has the ball knocked away from her, gets it back. Now kicks out to Brister. Ball goes up top now to Milo. Down to McAdory in the lane. Kicks it down in the corner to Brister. The left corner that was. Now ball's that back up top to Milo. Milo dribbles to the right side. It's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Husky. And back comes Mountain Home. Still no score as we are about a minute and a half into this contest. Here's Martin with the ball on the right wing. Marion in a man-to-man defense. Now ball goes down to Anna Grace Swarman on the low block. Her shot was blocked by McAdory. And Marion comes up with the basketball. 6:18 left in the first quarter. Ball's down in the right corner with Milo. Now ball goes up to Delaney. She's going to dribble up between the circles. Drills back over to the right wing. Finds McAdory on the low block. Now she's going to be called for the travel. Second turnover against Marion. 6:03 left in the first quarter. Still no score. Martin will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right, left side. Gives it there on the wing to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles up to the top. Now to Foreman, over to Husky on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and it rolls around and goes in, and Mount Home strikes first. Husky with her first 3 points of the night. 5:40 left of the first quarter. 3-0 Mount Home on top. Here is Milo with the ball, giving it down in the corner to Delaney. Back to Milo, up top to Brister. Over on the left side, it goes to Montgomery. She's going to drill down into the lane, and fouls will be called on Mountain Home well before the shot attempt. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. 5:28 left in the opening period. 3-0 Mountain Home on top. McAdory takes the inbound pass in the left corner. Throws out on the wing to Delaney. She drills down into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Gets it back in the right corner. Now kicks it out to Milo on the wing. Up top to Brister. Over to Montgomery on the left side. She's going down into the lane. Her shot was blocked by Foreman. And Mountain Home comes out with the basketball. Husky back the other way. Quickly going into the lane. And she has the ball stripped from her. And Marion's going to come up with the ball. Second turnover against Mountain Home. Here is Delaney throwing it to McAdory. Back to Delaney, up top to Milo. Over on the left side now to Brister. Down to Montgomery near the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound from McAdory. She can't get the foul to go. Ball's loose and the rebound's controlled by Martin for a moment. Now she's going to be tied up, and it will be Marion's basketball on the alternating possession. 4:42 left in this opening period. It is a 3-0 Lady Bomber lead. Milo will inbound the ball on the baseline. gets it to Brister just outside the paint. Now back to Milo. Now Delaney has it up between the circles. Goes over on the left, right side to Milo. Down to Delaney in the corner. Delaney dribbles out to the wing. Now it kicks it up top to Brister. Over on the left side to Milo. Back to Brister. Now over to Delaney. Now McAdory has it on the low block. Her reverse layup will not go. Scramble for the rebound. Controlled by Marion. But they almost throw it away. And this time they do throw it away. Peyton Husky comes up with the steal. Third turnover against Mountain Home. Here's Kate Gilbert throwing it into the lane to Anna Grace Swarmer. Lose the handle of the ball. And it finally gets it back, but it's called for the travel, and it's going to be Marion's basketball on the turnover. 3:59 left to play in the first quarter. It's a 3-0 Mountain Home lead. Leah Jackson checking into the game for Kate Gilbert. Jackson, a 5'6 junior. Delaney into the front court, throws over on the left side to Milo. Now up top to Brister. Over to Delaney on the right. She'll take the screen from McAdory. Go down to the low block. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. Rebound by Foreman. And back comes Mountain Home. Here's Martin heading into the front court. Has the ball on the right side. Who was about to drive to the lane. Now kick goes back out. Throws it to Husky. Now down to Leah Jackson in the left corner. Her three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Kyra Penn. Good hustle for her. As Mountain Home's going to keep possession. Here's Martin with it. Now it throws it to Penn near the right elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Kyra Penn with her first 2 points of the night. 5-0 Mountain Home leading it with 3:14 left in this opening period. Here's Brister with the ball on the left wing for the Lady Patriots. Throws it up top to Milo. Milo will dribble to the right side. And I believe they're going to call an offensive foul, an illegal screen against the Lady Patriots. Micaiah McAdory with her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Marion, and their fourth turnover of the night. Kate Gilbert's going to check back into the game, replacing Peyton Husky. Here's Martin into the front court. Drills to the right side, throws it to Gilbert near the corner. She'll take the screen from Foreman, drill out to the elbow. Her pass to Foreman was knocked away and stolen by Marion. Here's Milo into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side to Montgomery. Her three-pointer will not go. And rebound controlled by Penn, and she's going to be tied up. And it's going to be Mounts Home's basketball on the possession arrow. 2:50 left to play in the first quarter. Mounts Home gets the ball back, leading 5-0. Martin will trigger the inbound pass. It's going to be a full court press for Marion. They're going to cheat off the man-to-man and try to trap. But here's Gilbert into the front court as Mounts Home does break the press. She's going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 2:40 left in the first quarter. Micaiah McAdory with her second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Patriots. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot for Gilbert is up, rolls around, will not go. Taylor Lee and Jala Henderson both checking into the game for Marion as Micaiah McAdory and Alondra Brister both take a seat. Henderson, a 5'10 sophomore, and Lee, a 5'8 senior. Second free throw will not count. She misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Marion. Here is Delaney with the ball on the left side, throws it up top to Henderson. Now Lee has it between the circles. She'll throw it over on the left side to Delaney. Down to Montgomery just outside the paint. She's going to kick it back to Henderson. I'm sorry, to Lee. Her three-pointer does not go. Rebound by Foreman. She'll throw it to Martin, and Martin's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Tashley Milo with her first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Patriots. Peyton Husky is going to check into the game as Emma Martin will take a seat. 2:14 left to play in the first quarter. It is a 5-0 Lady Bomber lead. And before we get back to play, Shunda Johnson is going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 2:14 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home on top of Marion 5-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without bank guarantee, they lose value.
Well, Mountain Home with the ball coming out of the Marion timeout as the Lady Bombers have the 5-0 lead. Leah Jackson will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline and gets it into Peyton Husky, who drills to the right elbow, kicks out to Gilbert on the right wing. Her three-pointer off the glass, and then she banked it. Oh, man. 8-0 Lady Bombers on top with a little over 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is Milo with the ball on the right side. Down in the corner, it goes to Montgomery. Back to Milo on the wing. Now down, ball goes down on low block. Now up top to Kiana Delaney. She's going to go into the lane for the running jumper. Good, and Marion's finally on the board. 8-2, Lady Bombers leading it with 1:40 left in the first quarter. Husky throws it into Gilbert. Back to Husky. She'll get it into the front court, and Mountain Home's going to break the Lady Patriot press. Husky with the ball on the right side. Now she's being double-teamed. Kicks that to Gilbert in the corner. She's going to dribble out to the wing. Goes cross-court to Leah Jackson. She's going to dribble down into the lane and has the ball stripped from her and stolen by Delaney. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home. Back the other way, going up for the three-pointer was Leash. Couldn't get to go. Offensive rebound for Marion. Here's Montgomery with the ball in the left corner. She's going to be called for the travel. Both teams with five turnovers in this game. Leah Jackson and Anna Grace Foreman taking a seat. They'll both be replaced by Emma Martin and Aston Yates. Yates checks in for the first time tonight. She is a 5'8 sophomore. 8-2, Lady Bombers on top with a little over a minute left in this first quarter. Here's Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws it to Gilbert. She has it on the left side. Takes a screen from Penn. Throws it up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the right side. Head coach Del Mayer is telling his team, hold for the last shot of the quarter. Martin throws it up top to Husky. 44 seconds left. Husky drills to the right side. Now throws it up top to Martin. She's going to take the screen. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right. Now throws it up top to Husky. Husky dribbles to the left wing. Now throws it up top to Martin. Martin dribbles to the right. Just playing keep away. Now almost lost it, though. Now the ball goes up top to Gilbert. Over to Yates on the right elbow. Yates is going to dribble down to the low block. Now kicks it to Penn. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Hits the side of the backboard. No good. And the rebound controlled by Delaney. She throws it to Milo in the front court. 13 seconds left of the quarter. Now ball goes up top to Lee. 7 seconds left. Now Delaney can't handle the pass. Stolen by Kate Gilbert. She's going to come back the other way. 3 seconds. Gilbert's going to pull up for the turnaround jump. She couldn't get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. Well, 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one quarter, Mountain Home leading Marion 8-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.